Are alien ships being sent into our solar system? There is a strange object which looks like some sort of spaceship traveling through space, and even NASA has no answer. You can go to the article to see a rough sketch of the object. Notice the shape almost looks like an airplane. What NASA is seeing seems to be covered with plasma of some type or microscopic pieces breaking off of the object. Over the years there has been some objects which seemed to have a very good chance of being spacecraft which have been spotted. A couple of years ago several objects which looked to be giant spacecraft were headed this way and picked up by NASA as they traveled. When they reached the area of about our solar system's midpoint they disappeared. Even stranger was the fact a few days later several giant objects were seen by the sun. Our sun seems to be attracting spacecraft which we have not been able to explain, and which NASA has ignored even though their heliostat telescope has released the photos. It is being said by a professional astronomer the object is unlike anything anyone has ever seen before. Some have speculated the shape of the object might be different than it looks because the debris coming off of it is altering the shape and just happens to make it look like an airplane shape. The astronomer said, "It's really hard to tell what's going on, but something interesting is there. I have talked about the heliostat taking photos of many strange objects, but the ones that I thought were the most incredible were the ones where a couple of objects actually seemed to go into the sun and were seen on the other side. If they were spaceships, can you imagine the technology they must have? We have gotten closer to the sun than ever before with a probe which has gotten to 26 million miles from the sun. That is quite a difference. The probe is scheduled to get to 3.9 million miles of the sun in 2024. It has been given an elliptical orbit so it can speed near the sun rather than remain for an extended period of time so it doesn't get damaged. As the probe orbits the sun it will continue to get closer. NASA claims to have tracked many asteroids heading this way, but could they be wrong in their description of at least a few of them? How do we know at least a few weren't spacecraft? Scientists have said they found an object which is not only headed this way, but could collide with the Earth the day before Election Day. The object is known as 2018 VP1. The asteroid is said to be 6.5 feet in diameter, but NASA stated the prediction of an impact is probably wrong because they said the chances of this are less than 1%. One thing we have to remember is a spacecraft doesn't have to look like what we think it should. Oumuamua was said to be the first extraterrestrial asteroid to come into our solar system. Some believed it was not a run-of-the-mill asteroid at all, but it was a spaceship built into an asteroid. The shape had something to do with this decision, but it was also the fact it was accelerating. People had said it could be an alien probe. Strangely, its brightness varies up to 10 times as it spins on its axis, and no other known asteroid does this. The problem is even when we see massive objects entering our solar system, we have to assume they are natural unless they act in some way which is impossible for asteroids to act. In 2016, a huge massive object was seen approaching one of the moons of Europa. Many have said the object was an artificial structure, but I am not sure how they could prove that. The object did seem larger than the moon. Another large blue object had been seen more recently, also heading toward Europa. It is being claimed Europa seems to be the destination for some unknown objects which might be spacecraft. One thing which seems to be true is the fact many different strange craft have been seen by the International Space Station and some have even been seen docking. Does this prove anything? Maybe not, because these craft could be ours. There is a problem with this kind of thinking, however, and it is the space station is the International Space Station, which means there would be people from other countries on it which we wouldn't want to see our secret projects. This means we have to assume they were not ours, but could they be from another country? Probably not, since another country would also want to keep their secrets. Our space shuttle program was riddled with sightings of alien ships and even aliens themselves. The Russians saw aliens, and when a second crew was sent up to their space station that crew also saw them. The Americans met with an alien in the cargo bay of the space shuttle, and the video feed was sent back to NASA, where many others saw it but were sworn to secrecy, but one admitted it before the Disclosure Project. There seemed to be quite a few alien ships headed our way, but why? It could turn out intelligent life is very rare in our galaxy or even in the universe, so when it is found, it is of great interest to those who find it. If they belong to an organization which has other worlds in it, they too might want to come here and study us. It is sort of what happened on Earth when the great explorers of the Middle and Later Ages went out to see what they could find and then announced their finds to others, which prompted even more people to explore the places which were found. It is part of our nature and may be part of the nature of all intelligent beings. All this begs the question, if we are being explored or studied, why wouldn't the aliens announce themselves to us? I guess there could be several reasons which come to mind immediately. They may not want to influence our development. Another might be we are too fragile and something in their makeup would be deadly to us. It could be they feel we are not worthy of joining the rest of the intelligent races because of our record of wars. Maybe they are steering us to a higher plane before they contact us, and this could take many years and maybe even centuries.